Atma and Paramatma the same. But quantitatively, Atma and Paramatma different. So the super soul is present everywhere. Super soul is present within you. Super soul is present within me. Super soul is present in all ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls present here. But Atma is individual. Atma is present in his body. For example, that you can feel what is happening in your body, pleasure and pain of your body, you can feel. But you cannot feel the pleasure and pain of others' body. Therefore, you are individual. Others are also individual. And Paramatma, he is everywhere. Annantarastham Paramanugrahantarastham. He is Atma and Paramatma. Kshetra Kshetra Vya is very nicely explained in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He is profit by reading that. The Lord says that this body is Kshetra. Kshetra means the field of activity. Everyone is acting according to the body he has got by the grace of material nature. So, the body is the field of activity. And you or me, Atma, we are the proprietor of the body. We are called Kshetrajna. And Krishna says, Ki Kshetrajna Javi Manaviddhi Sarva Kshetri Subhara. Now, I am present in my body, you are present in your body. But the Paramatma, Super Soul, is present in everyone's body. Another example can be given. Just like this house, there are many apartments. So, I am occupying this apartment, another tenant is occupying another apartment. But the landlord is occupier as the proprietor of all the apartments. That is the difference between Atma and Paramatma. I am proprietor of the things which has been offered to me by material nature. But God or Paramatma is proprietor of everything. That is the difference. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani dharma. Prakriti, the material nature, is offering me as I want. He's supplying ingredients. If I want to be human being, then he supplies a similar body. And if I want to become a dog, he supplies similar body. So, actually we are under the grip of this material nature. And we are being pushed life after life in different bodies by the influence of material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. How prakriti nature is working according to the quality we acquire. Gunai, there are three qualities. The good quality, the quality of passion, and the quality of ignorance. So, we are being contaminated by certain type of quality and the nature is supplying me a type of body. And there are 8,400,000 of bodies and we are going through them in a cycle. And as soon as we become a devotee, how we look forward to the Paramatma, then we can be free from this cycle of repeated birth and death. The Jova system means, meditation means, to find out the Paramatma. The Paramatma is described in the Shastras. his features, his body, his hands, super soul, and one has to meditate, and by meditation, when one is in samadhi, always thinking of the super soul, then he becomes free from this material system. That is self-realization, that is liberation. So, Paramatma and individual Atma are the living creature. They are qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. Yes. Yes. You are protected. Devotees are not under the karma. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, karmani nidhati kintika bhakti bhajam. Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father in so many ways that he was not affected. He was not affected. Superficially, just like in the Christian Bible also, when the Lord Jesus Christ was tortured, and he was not affected. You see, the difference between ordinary man and the devotee or transcendental. Apparently, it is seen that the devotee is being tortured, but he is not tortured. There is one example, nice example. Just like the cat carries the kitty in the mouth, and it carries a mouse also in the mouth. So apparently, it is seen that the cat is carrying its kitties in the mouth, means it is in pain, but it is not in pain. That is a fact. Rather, she feels very comfortable. But when the cat, the same cat, catches one mouse, his life is gone. But you see that he is carrying in the mouth both of them. Similarly, whenever you find that a great devotee is placed into a torturous condition, he does not see. But the demon thinks that I am tortured. Govinda is another name of Krishna. Go means cows. And go means land. And go means land. There are three meanings of go. So, and Gila means pleasure. So he is pleasure, he tempted. He is pleasure, he loves. And he is pleasure to the land. That means whenever Krishna appears, the land is very pleasing. Production, creation, everything becomes very pleasing. So, Govinda means one who is present, intended, and strong. Krishna means above Krishna Loka. Is easy as a cow has born. The Vidavipala is always nothing in cows. He is always surrounded by cows. The Vidavipala. Now, you can see here the picture in the cows. Govind Amin. If thou hast gone, our Mark will be greater than this. Gopal, go return, go mean thou, and thou, Mala means heart, one piece without heart, and thus Gopal.